Radio. We say what we want.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I got my co-host, Avery Graham, here tonight. What's up, Avery?
Hey, Max. How are ya?
I'm good. Now, Paul Sterling was supposed to be here tonight, so if all you're tuning in for that, stay tuned next week, because he had to do something else. Not that, like, he didn't want to be here tonight, but he just double booked. So that happens in life, so we forgive him, and we move on, and Tam will be back next week, too. Avery, you're under the weather.
I am a little bit under the weather, but not so much under the weather that I can't be here tonight. So bear with me, guys.
I hear ya. Well, you know what? I'm just glad that you're back. And you know what? Let's talk about some things before we get into hot topics. We've got an amazing astrologer. Y'all know her. She's been on before. Liz, or as some of you might know her as Elle. She's astrologer to the stars. And yeah. She's going to give us like a fall forecast. I think we need that because there's so much shit going on right now that we just need a little bit of guidance and focusing. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And then we've got our buddy Thomas Hibner coming up in just a bit. He's the one – y'all love his songs, That You Mean So Much, Dreams Come True, and She's Got What It Takes. You know, he was – we discovered him through Miley Cyrus, believe it or not. And he's really becoming something big in this music industry as a writer. So we're glad that Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio was there to help him out. And he'll be here in just a little bit. But before that, we've got our girl coming on, Elizabeth. And before that, Ronan, you know what we got to do? Hot Topics. Let's play them.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
Max and Friends Hot Topics. Avery, what are we going to talk about first tonight?
Oh, Max, let's talk about your favorite girl, Lindsay Lohan. I'm kind of over her, but you wanted to talk about this, so let's go for it.
Lindsay's been jailed, bailed, and now she's going to go to rehab. Allegedly, she promised that she's going to go to rehab.
For what, the 97th time?
I know. You know what? When I first heard this story, I was away, and I was like, she got in trouble again. You know what? They're too loose with her, because any other person would have been thrown away, and that would have been done. They would have thrown the key away, and they would still be in jail. Why does she keep getting let out?
I don't know. And to be quite honest, when I saw the reappearing orange jumpsuit pictures, I was like, oh, what's going on? Like, I was like, this must be something has happened again, or else I'm just too tired to even read it. But anyways, I guess she's failed some of her drug tests, and she thought that she should tweet that on her Twitter.
Well, look, Twitter got Ashton Kutcher in trouble. You know, he's been cheating allegedly on Demi Moore. Twitter's got homegirl Lindsay back in jail. So I think, you know what, people, I think, you know what, they're calling out for help. What do you think?
Well, obviously they're calling out for help, because why else would you put that information publicly out there where you know it's just going to come back and bite you in the butt?
Maybe we should start putting some things out on Twitter. Right?
Well, you've always told me that I need to make a Twitter account, which I have recently done.
Are you updating it?
Of course I'm updating it. Are you updating yours, Max?
My Twitter updates, you know, are basically they're 11/11 Make-A-Wish. But that's not up yet. So anyway, okay, moving on. Kim Kardashian, she was at LAX airport, and she ran into our buddies, the TSA, the security. You know, I saw the pictures. They scanned her. She was like in a bodysuit. Diana Ross kind of went through the same thing. Avery, I think it's her big-ass sunglasses that made the alarm go off. They wanted her and everything.
Maybe, or maybe they just wanted to give her, like, you know, they wanted to touch her out and do the whole, you know.
I don't know. Maybe it was her fat ass that made the thing go off. But you know what's funny is that I was traveling too, and you know how I travel, Delta.com. That's where I go. Flights are on sale now, So check out Delta.com. But I was in Florida last week, and I came home, and I have these Cartier love bracelets, okay?
Oh, no.
For the last 5 years, they have made my traveling life hell.
I know. Can't take them off, right?
Nope. Every time I go through them, I go off. So I kind of get it. But there's a new x-ray machine that you just stand there and put your hands up, like you assume the position.
I know, but like, how safe is that?
I know. I was like, okay, so I don't have a bomb, but now I'm going to get cancer. Come on.
Exactly.
All right, whatever. I just think Hot Topics are
fun.
At least they're
keeping us safe. I mean, I go and travel across by ferry sometimes, or like Helijet here from Victoria to Vancouver, and I mean, there's no security there whatsoever in place, so anybody could bring anything on.
It's funny, because when I go to Nantucket to go see my buddy Vanessa Noel and stay at her hotel, the Vanessa Noel Hotel in Nantucket, like, there's, like, the little private airline, and there's, like, no security. I'm like, all right, whatever. But speaking of airports, did you hear what happened with Paris Hilton?
Yeah. Denied.
Totally denied entrance to Japan, people. You know, she has this alleged drug situation here, and Japan has, like, zero tolerance for that shit. So they turned her away. She was supposed to go do some kind of a speaking engagement there, I think, for her new perfume, and they sent her right home.
And that sucks, too, because Japan is, like, a fashion capital, right?
Yeah.
And to be denied from that, and we all know Paris Hilton is kind of a fashionista, to be denied that is kind of, I don't know.
It could be fashionable.
She always makes everything fashionable, correct?
Listen, I could not agree more. Speaking of fashion and, you know, like, places to store your fashion, did you hear that Angelina and Brad Pitt have a new $27,000 a month rental in Hungary?
Doesn't surprise me. I wish I was one of those adopted children.
I wish I was the house that they rented from.
It's true.
That's a good point.
You mean the renter?
Yes,
the rentee,
exactly.
Whatever.
You could hang a lot of clothes, a lot of fashionable clothes in those closets. But you know what? Alanis Morris is pregnant. Did you hear?
Well, yeah, she's Canadian. So, yeah, that's big news. And that's very exciting, too, for her, right?
And she's glowing, you know, doing her thing. But I got to tell you something real quick. Speaking of babies, Octomom had a huge tag sale. Did you hear this story? It made my day. I'm like, the girl has a big yard sale because, like, allegedly she's going to lose her home. So she has a tag sale. Really?
And she sells. And did you see that she sold her picture? If you wanted your picture with her, you'd have to pay $10. But if you wanted a picture with her and all the 8 kids, it would cost you $100. But you know what's also kind of funny? She was on Oprah and she said she would not exploit her children in any way in order to make money. In order, you know, she wouldn't go on a reality TV show and she wouldn't appear in People and she wouldn't exploit her kids. But then there she goes. She just exploits them. $100 for a picture.
Look at little Avery doing the research over here.
I know. Geeky.
I love it. Good for
you. But
you
know what? I love Oprah, and I tune into that religiously. And anyways, that's how I know that tidbit.
Yeah, good. You know what? Well, listen, there's bigger things going on. Speaking about bigger things, you know our buddy Antoine Dotson has over 100 million hits now on YouTube collectively from all of his video. Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm so addicted to that song now. That's all I have to say. Once we had him on the show, not only am I addicted to his personality, but I'm totally addicted to that song because it's so crazy.
And he's, like, on the top 100 charts in Canada.
Yeah. So when I was looking at the radio downloads for iTunes and peer download tracks, it was saying that he's 59th in the top 100 downloads, which is crazy. Amazing. Because our radio stations here haven't even started to play him, which means people are listening to him.
And, you know, he's got, like, T-shirts now, and you can go. And we had a lot of fun together, Antoine Dotson. You know, we're going to be maybe doing a reality show together. I think it would be a lot of fun.
And you guys took on New York Fashion Week.
That we did. It was a lot of fun.
Totally jealous.
And then he split, and he had to go back to Huntsville. But speaking of splitting, did you hear about Jessica Simpson? She chooses her boyfriend over her best friend, Ken Pavis.
And Ken Pavis now is hanging out with none other than Victoria Beckham.
I know. Well, you know what? You drop one, you get the other.
I know, right? At least she's kind of an upgrade, in my opinion.
Such a situation. Speaking of situations, you know, the situation from Jersey Shore has a hot iPhone app. We're going to get an iPhone. We already have an iPhone app, everyone. It's LA Talk Radio. So check it out because you get free LA Talk Radio streaming on all our shows. How cool is that?
True.
You know, true.
And then you could get the situations because apparently he has one. What does it do, Max?
You know what? I don't even know, or I do, but I really don't even care. What does it do? I'll tell you what.
Obviously,
it does.
They can't listen to us.
Right. It basically, you know what? I don't even know what it does. It's funny.
Does it, like, tell you if it's a good situation to be in or a bad situation?
It tells you how to, like, finding, like, a good tanning salon, apparently, and what, I don't know, just go to LA Talk Radio's free app instead. You know?
Awesome. I love free, and I love listening to us, so it's cool.
You know, and I've got a scoop from an insider, our buddy Eugene Ramirez. He was – actually, he just spent the weekend here with me in Connecticut and my sister. And we had a great time. And he Facebooked that Gloria Estefan escaped from her Dolphin suite after being trapped. She, like, made it through a window.
Wow.
I
wonder what that was all about.
I don't know, but right now it's 11-11, so make a wish because I'm going to put that on Twitter.
Of course you are.
But I'm doing Twitter on my T-Mobile Sidekick, by the way, in case you're interested to know. Oh, I got to tell you, speaking about the E! Daily Show was canceled. We got some good hot topics tonight.
I know. And you know what else? I don't know if you talked about this one, but I think that it's funny that Lady Gaga wears meat to the Music Awards. I think that's so funny.
You know what?
I'm still not over it. Her outfits are crazy.
You know what I thought was funny? That Ellen DeGeneres made her like a vegan one. That is so cool.
Really?
Like, that's right.
The vegetable one.
It was so fun. Well, you know what, everyone? That concludes Hot Topics tonight. So, Ronan, tell them what you just listened to.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
We just dropped it on Max and Friends. Some Hot Topics. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Avery Graham from Canada. What's up, Avery?
What is up, Max?
I got to give some shout-outs. I got to say hi to Cindy Cruz, and I got to say hi to Jacqueline. It's her birthday today, so happy, happy birthday, my buddy from Miami. We're going to get into trouble next time again. We had some fun. Also, this week is my father's birthday, so I want to wish him a happy birthday as he watches over me and LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. I got here because of him, so big shout-out to him.
Happy birthday.
Absolutely. So speaking of birthdays and signs and everything, we're going to play a song for you because we've got him coming up in just a little bit. Thomas Hibner, the writer of this great song that you mean so much. And of course, my father meant so much to me. So we're going to play that in just a moment. And when that song is over, everyone, we're going to have our astrologer to the stars, Elizabeth, in the studio tonight, giving us the scoop on the fall astrological forecast.
Yay!
So everyone, Thomas Hibner's song that you mean so much to me on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Walking around trying to figure it out, a missing part that's lost inside of me. Every once in a while there would be some teardrops hitting the ground wherever I go. It's not easy for me to let you go, even though I pretend it didn't bother me. Let you go with the pain of losing you. I will hide my
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Avery from Canada. What's up, Avery?
Hey, Max.
During that song, we had some people Facebook message us, so who do we want to say hi to?
We're going to do a shout-out to Corey, and we also want to do a shout-out to Danielle, and we also want to do a shout-out to Lauren. Thanks for listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Indeed, and I got to say hi to Vinny, who's listening, and what's going on, Vinny? How you doing? Anyway, we've got the best in astrology, in astrological forecasting, in charts, in the entire world, and she's my buddy, and she's been on the show before. And here we're going to pull up your mic, Elizabeth Farah. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Max?
Well, say hi to Avery. She's my new co-host. You haven't met her yet because you haven't been here in a while.
Hi. Yeah, that's right. Hi, Avery. How are you?
Fabulous. How about yourself?
Great, thanks.
And now, Liz, this is cool. Avery's an Aquarius like me, and we have the same birthday, Valentine's Day.
I know. That's amazing. I can't believe that.
Isn't that just crazy?
Two peas in a pod on the show.
You know it. But I got to tell you, I got to say hi again. Sorry to Malik, so chic. He just text messaged me on my T-Mobile sidekick. Sorry, Liz. But got to put that in there. So listen, Liz, there's like so much going on right now. This is the first weekend of fall. Happy fall, everybody. And Liz, I think you need to like put some things into perspective for us. What's going on fall and astrologically wise, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really great time to talk about it right now, actually, because we're at a special point where things are actually going to start moving forward, and it's going to really start feeling like there's a change. And that's because Mercury, which was just in retrograde for 3 weeks, is right now, it's direct again, and it's now at the point where it was when it first went retrograde. So now we're actually going to feel like we're actually starting to move forward in that time of review of all these things that, but that period of review is over, and now we can proceed forward, and it's just a perfect time that fall just began, because it feels like it, you know?
Yeah, totally. So, like, what do you think is going to happen now with, like, all the planets and, like, things right now for people? What do we have to get ready to do?
Things are definitely shifting. Things are changing. A lot of planets are still in retrograde, but a lot of them are moving forward and changing signs, and we are about to experience a lot of really exciting changes. One major change is Saturn going out of Virgo for 2.5 years and into Libra, and that just changes the shift of challenges and responsibility, and really the testing where we're caution with money. It's actually going to like the sign of Libra now, so that's more focused on partnership. There'd be a lot of challenges within partnerships, but it's going to just teach us about how to have relationships that are balanced and equal. And although we might experience a lot of upheaval now in that part of our lives, it's ultimately to get what you truly want out of your relationships in life.
Look at that, Avery. You see, it's all about getting relationships together in this next coming months. You heard that?
I love it.
Liz, what I love about you is you make things just so simple. Like, people think astrology is like so difficult to understand, and you just break it down like so simply, doesn't she, Avery?
Totally. Absolutely.
Thank you. And you know, where it is in your chart is going to show you more of like where you're going to experience this. Like, the whole world is experiencing Saturn going into Libra, but where it is in your chart individually is where you're going to really feel. Like, for example, Max and I both have it in our sixth house, so we're going to be learning about equal partnerships in the house of work and help and service. So that's probably where we'll be dealing with it. You could be dealing with it in your fifth house, which is your house of partnerships. You could be dealing with it in your house of marriage, your house of friends. There's just so many different realms to experience it. So it depends on your individual chart is where the focus is for you.
Let me ask you a quick question. How can people get in contact with you if they want to know where it is in their house?
They can contact me on my home number.
My cell phone number.
Max, you can give it out. You can give out my cell phone number.
Okay. So everyone, if you want to reach Liz because you want to get your charts done and you want to know what house is going to be affected for you, you can give her a call. Okay. Here's the number, 914-621-7778. 914-621-7778. And that's like an instant access to like astrologer to the stars, Elizabeth. And she'll charge you, but y'all can go over rates there. But so there's a bunch of stuff going on. Tell me, Liz.
Yeah. So there's also a bunch of other planets that are doing things. What else do we have? Jupiter we have going backwards in the sign of Pisces right now. Jupiter is the planet that expands and just grows awareness for things. In the sign of Pisces, it's spirituality, but it can also be, you know, getting lost in like a dream world, so like drugs and alcohol. So now's the time where people are probably either doing one or the other, which is like really finding God, really just discovering what their spirituality is all about, or getting deeper and deeper into drugs and alcohol. So pick your path and take it.
Which brings me to this fabulous question that I want to ask you about. Speaking of drugs and alcohol, what's in store for Miss Lindsay Lohan? Do you have any inside scoop on this?
Yeah, I actually did get a chance to look at Lindsay's chart. And yeah, speaking of drugs and alcohol, she has something major going on in her chart right now. She's having a Plutonian crisis, which is when Pluto aspects one of your planets in your chart. And Pluto's a really destructive planet. It's the planet of death and rebirth. So whenever it touches a planet of yours in your chart, it's going to like, it's going to kill old ways of being, and it's going to, you know, bring up new ways of being. It's actually hitting Lindsay's planet Neptune for the third time, which is a planet of illusion, drugs, and alcohol. It's also the planet of spirituality. So I'm sure the first two times that Pluto hit it going forward and back, it probably kind of gave her a little bit of a wake-up call regarding the drugs and alcohol thing. And now it's going to cross over her Neptune one more time on December 1st or 2nd-ish. And she's going to have a forced transformation pretty much regarding the drugs and alcohol thing. She's either going to have to adopt a higher spiritual way of being, or she's going to have a really bad wake-up call. That's on December 1st or 2nd.
So okay, basically, yeah, because she shouldn't leave her house.
Yeah.
And basically, everyone stay tuned to Us Weekly magazine to find out what's going to happen on the cover for December.
Exactly. What I was going to say is don't let her leave the house. Like, put her in lockdown.
No, let her leave. Because I want to hear what – I want to see the report because Liz is on it. But, you know, so what were you saying, Liz?
No, she it's her call, you know, she has free will. She has to decide what to do, but it's going to be a forced transformation. So, it's going to be one or the other, you know, she's either going to choose it or it's going to just happen, but she has to do that. And then once she gets over that part of her life, she's going to actually experience Pluto opposing her sun right after, which if she plays her cards right, she could actually get right back up on her game in Hollywood, and she could, you know, get back to being like an amazing star. So she really has that capability.
Now listen, because you saw her chart, like I have this whole theory that she's going to be like our version, our generation's Marilyn Monroe. Like, is there depth in her chart?
It's funny you say that. I was reading a few things on her chart, and they were commenting on how it was like a negative chart and saying things like that. I didn't look deep enough into it to really see that, but Pluto in a chart is, you know, really aspected with other planets, is it really can shake you up. So it's possible.
Dear.
I mean, another thing is her Venus is in Leo, and that's another really dramatic thing about her. She has a lot of drama in her chart, and so things that happen to her happen like suddenly, and like they're all over the news, and like they're huge, and they're crazy, and they're surprising, and they're eccentric. You know, so I wouldn't really be surprised with her, but we should definitely contact her and tell her to be careful.
But all right, so great. Now listen, fall is here. We got a little bit of the scoop for fall. Dramatic or anything really positive that's going to happen for humanity in this coming season?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to be going through some really exciting things. Uranus right now is the planet of revolution and being yourself. And right now that's in retrograde, but get out of retrograde. Which what it means being in retrograde is it's time for us to just pull back and really just soak in us individually, our own quirk, and just get Uranus goes direct. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just Mercury. He's fucking with us.
And when Uranus is going to go direct in December, and by March it's going to be in the sign of Aries, which is a really huge deal. That's the sign of a revolution and like a new beginning for humanity. So it's definitely, and a lot of things I see is just about people becoming more spiritual and like really finding themselves and finding God and finding out what makes them unique and special. So I definitely think there's a lot of really exciting things happening for the future for everyone.
Are dreams coming true for people?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And now's the time where we're just dreaming them, but soon it's going to be really taking action. So don't be afraid to be who you are and to bring whatever it is that your gift is for this world, to bring it, because we all need it.
And thank you for bringing your gift of astrology to Max and Friends tonight, Elizabeth.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm going to talk to you after the show because Liz is on my speed dial. Not only is she a good friend of mine, but we do talk about astrology very deeply. So if you all want to call her, go to
LA Talk
Radio. And you can check out our archives because this is going to go there after the show. Elizabeth, thank you so much for letting us know that dreams are going to come true for people if we be ourselves in this new revolution and turning of this of the planets.
That's great. All right, thanks for having me, Max.
Absolutely, and have a great night, and we look forward to having you on again soon.
Thanks.
Have a good night, Elizabeth. All right, everyone, on that note, you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was my girl, Elizabeth, the astrologer to the stars. If you all want to reach her, I'll give you her number one more time real quick, just because I love you all. 914-621-7778. Tell her that Max sent you. And speaking of dreams coming true, we've got our buddy song, Thomas Hibner, that he wrote, Dreams Come True, and we're going to play that right now on Max and Friends. And when we're back from that song, we're going to have Thomas Hibner with us here in the studio. So everyone stay tuned, and here is Dreams Come True on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
Much is falling into place. My success is all right here. I'm on this road of passion. I don't want my journey to end. Dreams come true. I can't believe my dreams came true. My life is nonstop excitement. For everyone watching my back, without you guys, I would be lost. Sometimes things get rough as concrete, but I'm not letting go. I must aim ahead to move forward. Came true. My life is nonstop excitement.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Avery Graham. And I got to say hi to Jana. She just hit me up on Facebook, so I want to say hi to you. And thanks for tuning in tonight. And that was our great song, Dreams Come True, by Thomas Hibner. Avery, we got him in the studio tonight. How you doing, Thomas?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm glad you could join us tonight. It's great to have you back. And Dreams Come True is... Yeah, man, Dreams Come True is a great song.
Well, you know, I love how you guys put this whole interview. I've been listening the whole time, and it's like one song to the next song, and it's just amazing how you guys just put all that into like a storyline like that. One about your dad, you said that your dad kept that song to that you mean so much to me, to your dad, and then Dreams Come True from that lady you talked to just a couple minutes ago, and
I try to fit in the songs, you know, doing radio for 2.5 years now kind of taught me a few things here. So your songs work perfectly into my segues, right, Avery?
Yes, and I love that song, and I was just wondering who sung it. Like, you wrote the song, but who actually sung it?
Somebody down in Nashville. His name is Ryan Griffin. He just does a lot of singing down in Nashville, and I was able to get him to sing it.
And I wanted to ask you too, what inspires you to write music? Your songs are unreal.
I try to keep it real. I try to write what I feel, and what it's just about life, what I go through and what other people go through. And I just feel that if I be able to write a song, I hope everybody else can relate to it, to its life.
Now, Thomas, we had you on here because Miley Cyrus actually tweeted about you, and then, you know, she introduced us to you, and we were like all about your song That You Mean So Much to Me, and our listeners loved it, and then we played Dreams Come True because that was your second song that you wrote. Now you've got a new song. She's Got What It Takes. We played it last week. It got a great response. Right. You know, you're doing pretty well for being out in this you know, music world for such a short time. How does it feel?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's a part of having a new beginning in life, and it's really, sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's easy. But, you know, one thing I've been told by a lot of people from the music industry, even Pam Terris, I actually met Pam Terris back in Nashville when I went to the CMA Fest last year. She told me never to give up, and that's what a lot of these artists out there and songwriters never give up their dreams, and they keep on going. And I believe that that's how you'll be able to be successful, if you keep on pushing yourself. And eventually you will find that door. And I think I have found that door, and having my thoughts treated about that, that just amazes me every day, you know, just thinking about that.
I told you, remember what I told you the first time you were on the show?
To always dream bigger.
Dream bigger, and you totally are. And I got to thank you. You know, Thomas, I've interviewed celebrities. I've interviewed authors, politicians. I mean, I have a huge, you know, huge network base over here that we've done a lot of interviews here on Max and Friends. And I got to tell you, you are like one of the very few that has actually written me the most cordial and lovely email thanking me for being on the show. So I want to thank you for that email, because that email makes me want to do my show even more. So I got to thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome, because, you know, I know you doing the show shows that you love what you're doing, and that's what I really realize about life, is to do what you love to do. And in the next song that everybody listened to, She Got What It Takes, that song is about, could be about for a parent or a boyfriend telling her to do what you love to do and be who you want to be. And, you know, that's why I actually wrote that song. One day I was in class, and this girl that I knew, she was last day of her senior year. It was the last day, and I wrote something to her. And when I wrote that, I decided to change it into a song, and that's what came that song, She Got What It Takes.
Well, you know what? We're going to play that in just a minute. I got to give a shout-out to your cousin Christina, because she just Facebooked us. So do you want to say hi to Christina?
Sure.
So Christina said hi, and she wanted to make sure that she was tuning into the right place. So she says hi to you, Thomas.
All right. And hi.
I've got to say hi to Bill. He's listening in Palsy Island, South Carolina. How cool is that? We got listeners all over tonight, so thank you all for tuning in. So,
and you know what we have to do too, Max? We have to wish Thomas a happy birthday too as well, a happy belated 18th birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
happy birthday to you. What did you do for your birthday, Thomas?
I actually went to out to dinner with some friends of mine. We went to a lot of Buffalo Wings. It was good.
Cool. So, Thomas, I got to ask you, man. We're going to play the song She Got What It Takes in just a minute, people, because I'm getting some messages right now on Facebook. They want to hear the song. But we got an interview we got to take because we got Thomas here. How's school going for you, buddy?
It's doing well. I actually really love it now because I'm a senior and I get to live that last year of high school, but also knowing that I'm going to be entering a new step for me of going to college. And it's just a new beginning. But, high school can be a pain in the butt sometimes, but it does prepare us for life, and
I really realize
that now.
School is so important. You're heading in the right direction, I promise. what I wanted to ask you is, what's next for you? What's your next biggest plans? I mean, aside from going to school.
my next biggest plans is, keep on doing the music stuff and maybe going into film and editor. I just want to try to do more stuff in the show business and the music. And my big plan right now, man, I'm actually making some new music with a guy who actually toured with Ted Newton and Bad Company back in, I think, believe in the 90s. In the 90s.
And you're doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm actually doing my thing, just getting this new song. I'm actually going to see him tomorrow, and we're going to just look away and get this song.
Now, let me ask you a quick question, Thomas. You know what? You wrote in the email that, I guess, you were on our show, you were on Max and Friends, and then all of a sudden now you're, like, signed. You have a 5-year contract with a writing company. So you really, like, are etching your way into this lyric world of music.
Yeah, that really makes me, too, because, before they even said yes, before they even signed the contract, for 2 years I have been knocking down the doors, trying to see if somebody wants to publish the song. And, some people said no, but once this company from Nashville said, hey, would you like to publish it? And I'm like, sure. And, we went through the contract and stuff and do all that stuff. But now this is where it kind of stinks for me. But it's actually good in the big picture that it's going to take time. And I'm hoping that my publishing company will be able to find the right signal to record the song.
I'm really proud of you because I've seen how you've grown. I've seen how just in a short time too, like you went from, having your song tweeted by Miley to having a contract from a publishing house. Like, you're really doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to live my life and enjoy. And
now, what's your message for people? What is your message for people?
My message is to just follow your hearts and do what you want to do, and never give up what you want to do in life. That's my message right there.
All right. Well, you've got what it takes, Thomas. So on that note, we thank you so much for being here tonight on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. We're going to have you on again in the future. And everyone, Thomas is going to be writing for us an intro to our show here. So I look forward to hearing that.
Me too. Yay. That's exciting.
That's going to be very exciting. I've died to get going on it, and it's going to be very exciting.
Cool. Well, you've got what it takes. Thank you for writing all these great songs. It's a pleasure having them played here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. You have a great week. Stay inspired. Stay focused. And above all, dream even bigger now.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You have a great night, Thomas.
All right, I will. You too.
All right, everybody. So coming up, we've got She's Got What It Takes on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends, written by our buddy Thomas Hibner. She's Got What It Takes.
She's been talking. talking about this for a while. She's been waiting for this day to come, and now she's ready to leave her hometown. Finally ready to strike out on her own. She's got what it takes. She's gonna look for the stars. She's gonna chase after her dreams. She's gonna do what she wants to do. She's gonna be who she wants to be. She's got what it takes. She's got what it takes. Gone, I hope she remembers the good old times that made her smile. She better not change, I know. She won't change. She's got what it takes. She's gonna look for the star. She's gonna chase after her dreams. She's gonna do what she wants to do. She's gonna be who she wants to be. She's got what it takes. She's got what it perfect. Just take everything as a life lesson and live life to the fullest. Be unstoppable. She's got what it takes. She's gonna look for the stars. She's gonna chase after her dreams. She's gonna do what she wants to do. She's gonna be who she wants to be. She's got what it takes. She's got what it takes. She's got what it takes.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was our buddy Thomas Hibner's song. He wrote it there. She's got what it takes. Thanks so much, Thomas, for being on the air tonight. It was a pleasure. Wasn't it cool, Avery?
Yes, absolutely. He's such an inspirational guy. I mean, writes his songs, and then, you know, yeah, just amazing. That's
great.
All.
And you know what? I got such the nicest email from him. Like, I swear, sometimes, like, you know, I mean, I do so much traveling, and you know, I always get to where I'm going by Delta.com. So, mm-hmm. like, and there are times when I don't want to do the show, and I'm tired, or I'm down, and I, you know, it's like it happens to all of us. And then I get like emails from Thomas that are like, "Thank you so much because of you, like this happened," and I'm like, you know what? I got to keep going. You know what I mean?
Speaking absolutely. Of, it's nice to have those kind of messages sent to us. And I also have to thank the people for emailing and wondering what happened to me. And I'm so glad I'm back.
Oh, my God.
On Talk Radio.
People, here's the deal. I've got like 9 different co-hosts here. Avery and Tamara are my top. But other than that, I got like a whole branch of people. So sometimes we shift things around here. You know what I mean? But speaking of shifting things around, we're going to shift this conversation right into something a little pornographic. We've got. Now, I know there's high school listeners listening tonight, so I don't know if tonight's the night, but let's just go there because this is Max and Friends.
Oh, dear. What are we doing?
No, someone just like, you know, someone on Facebook just like emailed me and they said, listen, do you think we could do a show where we can do like, I guess it'd be like radio phone sex.
Whoa.
There's other ways to boost ratings. We could have Antoine Dotson on and we get like 100,000 listeners.
It's true.
What do you think about that, Avery?
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time? Radio, what did you call it again? Radio?
I don't know. Radio phone sex.
Radio phone sex? How does that even work?
On-air sex.
It's like you and me having on-air sex, or us and our callers having on-air sex. Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't know. We just have some really, really funny, great listeners out there. That's all I have to say. Speaking of, you know, we had a great time. We both get involved in charity a lot, you know.
Absolutely.
And ironically, I guess it's somewhere in our charts that we both got involved with animals this week. I was with Adopt a Dog. That's one of my greatest charities. I spent a lot of time with them and helped them raise money. And I was able to, speaking of phone sex, I was able to judge the kissy contest tonight at the dog show.
Yeah, and you guys all have to log on to Max's page to see it. It's absolutely hilarious. Yeah.
If you go to the Max fan page right here, Max and Friends, to the Max fan page, I will post a picture of me kissing, of all names, Max, who was a Great Dane. He won for best kiss at the Adopt-A-Dog Putting on the Dog show. It was so much fun. The guys from Rescue Inc. were there. My buddy Liz Yates was there. She had love songs at night on 99.9, and then she's just a great radio host, Elizabeth Yates. We love her. And now why don't you tell
us
about
your... Can I ask what kind of kiss it was, Max?
It was a French kiss.
It definitely looked like one with lots of tongue.
You know what was funny? This dog had like a 3-foot tongue, and with his owner, because we weren't like allowed, like I was like with the other judges. I had the great select woman with the state representative and like all these great judges, and we're like, you know, a bunch of celebrity judges. And they were like, do you guys want to have the dogs kiss you? I was like, not really. So they kissed their owners, and this dog was so amazing because I got to tell you why. Ronan said Great Danes are known to be great kissers. You are so funny, Ronan. But I hope you're staying cool in the studio because it's like 110 degrees in LA. But anyway, so so the dog like literally opened his whole mouth and like put her face. It was like, and then just started kissing her. It was the cutest thing I ever saw in my life. So I want to thank you again, Adopt a Dog, putting on the dog. Great, great, great organization. Rescue Inc., thank you guys for being there. We've had them on the show. Now, Avery, you have also a special cause with animals this weekend.
Yeah, so we have a foundation here. It's called the BCSPCA. So they take dogs and they rescue them, and then they place them in homes. But they were having their annual Paws for a Cause event, and I was hosting it. So I didn't have a dog, but I borrowed one from my friend who's a firefighter, and I picked him up at the fire hall. And Harrison is a boxer, I guess a Boston Terrier. That's the right name. And I picked him up, and I took him to the event, and I got his paws, which were white, dyed with blue polka dots and pink nails, and he just looked so cute. But the funny thing was is I had to return him back to the fire hall, back to his owner, and the response was pretty funny. It lasted a day, and then he got the nail polish remover going to take it all off, but it was fun.
And what's the organization again?
It's called the SPCA, the BCSPCA. Yeah.
SPCA here too. So you know what? I got to tell you, I got to say hi to Fernando because he's listening too. And I got to say hi to Ford. Oh my God, there's so many people I have to say hi to. And Vinny, I think we said hi to him already. We got great listeners tonight on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I've got to say thank you to Elizabeth. And I've got to say thank you to Thomas Hibner. It's
Absolutely.
Come to that time again, everyone, where you've got to say goodbye and goodnight.
Oh,
and
no.
We just hope that, yeah, I know, it goes by quick, doesn't it, Avery?
Yeah, totally.
But you know what? It's all part of the show, and we hope you tune in next Sunday because we're here every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in Canada, it's also 8 p.m. because they're on the same coast where Avery is. And, of course, we have the Canadian coast that's 11 p.m. where I'm on. So we just take over all time frames because we got listeners all over the world. So tune in to LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. Coming up next is CBS News. We're going to be back next Sunday, and I think we're going to have Paul Sterling back, and we're going to continue our really good conversation about relationships and communication. So,
love it.
You know, this is a way to communicate right here on the air. So everyone, have a great night. Until I was just quoted as Max Tucci is the white Wendy Williams. How you doing? How you doing? Well, anyway, everyone, listen, take life to the max. Have a great week. And you know what? Whatever you didn't do last week, do it this week. Have fun. Don't regret what you've done. Regret what you haven't done. On that note, I'm Max Tucci, your host, with my co-host. Who's my co-host?
Avery Graham from Canada. Love you guys. Have a great week.
Love you for listening. And Ronan, thanks so much for all your help here. You always make the show go by so smooth. Gratitude is everything. So thanks, Ronan. All right, guys. Have a good night and take life to the max. Good night, guys.
Good night.